Camilla and I both became aware, I'm just going to go off on a little tangent here. Camilla and I both became aware of a new organizational technique for point headings, subheadings, and so on in briefs and other analytical legal writing that endeavors to give the reader, to enable the reader to know, enables readers to know where they are at all times. And there are primarily two ways that you could do this. And one way is with a technique that is often called scientific numbering. So imagine that you are breaking up the components of a legal analysis, no matter what form it's taking, a letter, an arbitration submission, a motion, a brief, whatever it might be. And you have point heading 1. The next subheading would be 1.1, and the next one 1.2, 1.3, and then 0.2, 2.1, 2.3, 2.1, 2.2, 2.3, and so on. That's called scientific numbering. Needless to say, if you had subheadings and sub-subheadings, you would have 1.1.1, and you could even continue that with to further levels. The idea of this is that a reader paging through a print document, or more likely, scrolling through a screen document, stumbles upon a page, comes upon a page, and there's a little A. It's not always easy to remember. Am I in, is that 2A? Is that 3A? Where am I? Or there's a little B. Where am I? The idea of the scientific numbering is that you, no matter where you are, when you come upon a point heading, you know exactly where you are within the larger scheme of the point of the heading outline. We made a very minimal effort to do this technique in the organizational materials that Camilla just walked you through.